And now our second feature. It would be generally agreed that to get on with your neighbours is a good thing, whether they be next door or even further afield. In her feature, Lynn Mortimer asks us to embrace a surge of neighbourly love. Once again, our reader is Alan Shirley.
According to the song, everybody needs good neighbours. With a little understanding, you can find the perfect blend. Neighbours should be there for one another. That's when good neighbours become good friends. Yes, in theory it should work. After all, we have so many aspirations in common. We all want our gardens to look smart. We want sensible parking in the street, and we like to think that someone will notice if we're in trouble. But it's not always like that. Shared driveways, noisy kids, loud music and wild parties, leylandi, dogs that woof all day, these are things that can destroy warm feelings towards neighbours. Add the European dimension and you get a whole new set of problems. In the case of the UK, maybe it's worth pointing out that Portugal is our dearest friend. This country has never been at war with Portugal. The Anglo-Portuguese Alliance of 1373 has held now for 644 years, even in the face of Eurovision. If it's not being good neighbours, I don't know what is. Britain has, from time to time, been in conflict with most of the other mainland European countries, what with Armadas and Agincourt and more recent bloody wars, but we have, since 1945, managed to maintain on speaking terms, jaw-jaw better than war-war, as Churchill put it, with Europe. This is the first European Neighbours Day since the UK decided to up sticks and move away. But I like to think we still exchange Christmas cards and invite each other over to stay. The divorce from the EU we call Brexit may even improve our relationship with the European neighbours, as it seems to have been an over-familiarity, the overused mantra, coming over here, taking our jobs, that caused much of the anger, fear, in the first place. Once we have left the EU, we can invite Europeans over here to take jobs, and I sincerely hope we do so because we very much need them. But even on the continent, Neighbours Day has its troubles. For a start, some say it was on May the 19th in Switzerland, while others, Belgium and the Netherlands, the one I'm going along to here, reckon it falls on the last Friday in May. Neighbours Day, we are told, is above all a state of mind, a different way of experiencing your city. Neighbours Day means feeling concerned about your environment, being aware and open to others, becoming a participant in your neighbourhood and also getting involved in community life. It's also an opportunity to smile at your neighbours, strengthen community ties and develop a feeling of belonging to the same neighbourhood. The hope is that it will create closeness among neighbours and help counteract isolation and exclusion, making neighbourhoods more secure and enjoyable.